God willing, I have a daughter. People are going to be very surprised of how I tell her how to date.
Mm. Dead ass?
Dead ass.
Well, that leads me to, I'm borderline curious to see how that's going to pan out. And I can't believe I just said that. Because that means I'd have to have another baby.
Dead ass.
Hey, I'm Kadeen.
And I'm DeVal.
And we're the Ellises.
You may know us from posting funny videos with our boys.
And reading each other publicly as a form of therapy.
Wait, I make you need therapy?
Most days.
Wow.
Oh, and one more important thing to mention. We're married.
Yes, sir, we mm-hmm. are. We created this podcast to open dialogue about some of life's most taboo topics.
Things most folks don't want to talk about.
Through the lens of a millennial married couple. Deadass is a term that we say every day. So when we say deadass, we're actually saying facts. 100. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We about to take pillow talk to a whole new level.
Deadass starts right now.
This story time is going to take me to a few months back.
Okay.
I'm on the internet. All right. The internet.
Were you on the internet or the internet?
I was on the internet.
Internet. All right. Because there's levels to the internet. Internet situation.
I was on the internet and I was going through my IG feed and everybody was talking about Lori Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I'm looking through this. And I'm kind of like, okay, she was dating this person, talking to this person, talking to that person. And I think at the time she was talking to Future.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen like a lot of disparaging comments
mm-hmm.
from both men and women.
About their relationship or about her? Or
to be honest, I don't know exactly what what they were talking about because right. we really don't know much
mm-hmm.
about her
Other
or
than
the
she's
relationships.
Like, drop dead gorgeous, but yeah.
Right. So I was confused. So then, you know, her and Future didn't work out. And I think now she's talking to Michael B. Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, people are upset.
I think a lot of women's hearts are broken because they probably thought one day they'd end up with Michael B. Jordan.
Okay, that's fair. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's dating your crush, you automatically be upset.
Right.
But I remember looking at my phone and being seriously perplexed
mm-hmm.
as to what the issue was.
Mm.
Like I was looking for stuff and I just couldn't find anything.
Mm.
And I was perplexed, and I'm still perplexed, and I really want to talk to you about it.
Okay, all right, so let's talk about it. Let's break it down.
All right, so we have a special karaoke song
special
for today.
Special karaoke. Mm-hmm.
Kadeen, mm-hmm. you going to do it? She going to do it in spoken word?
Spoken word form. And in the words of the great Little Kim, you want to buy me diamonds and Armani suits, Adrian Venedini. And Chanel 9 boots.
Mm.
Things that make up for all the games and the lies.
The lies.
Hallmark card saying, I apologize. Is you with me? How could you ever deceive me?
Mm.
But payback is a bitch, motherfucker, believe me. What you think?
Fuck bitches.
Get money.
Fuck bitches.
Get money.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
Get money.
Hey.
Fuck bitches.
I mean, if you want to buy me all the things, baby boy, go right ahead. There you go. Snap it up. You better court me and Thank buy you. Me all the things.
Thank you for that spoken word piece.
You're welcome.
Yes. Of the Kim of Littles.
That's my girl. I knew way too many Little Kim lyrics back in the day that I had no business. No way.
I know your mother was probably like, what?
She
what?
Had no idea. She had no
who
idea.
Is this, who is that this was little back Kimberly? In the day. Just Little Kimberly. What?
Listen, Little Kimberly. Quiet as it's kept, I used to have my CD that my cousin had to get me because, you know, my mom wasn't buying it with the explicit sign at the bottom.
You had CDs?
And then I would listen to it. I definitely had CDs. I would listen to it on my Discman. And then you stop it and you rewind it to get the lyrics because we ain't had lyrics like that back in the day. I'm totally aging myself right
You're
now.
You're mad aging yourself.
I am aging myself right now.
I transferred so over
you would
to
have to
Discman.
Rewind it and I would have to open up my Trapper Keeper with the fresh loose leaf joint and I would write down the lyrics. You know what I mean? I had to get it right. And then there's a lot of times I couldn't get the lyric and then I realized in my older years that I had the lyrics all wrong. Have y'all had moments like that with songs? Where I you're think, like, man, well, I thought it's about it.
You couldn't hear it clear because you had the disc, man. Before that, you had to transfer from your cassette tapes and your A-tracks. So it wasn't really clear. You know what I'm saying? When you had the A-track and then A-tracks, you transferred over, Devel. It was kind of like.
Don't try to play.
So it was like, get money. Hey, hey.
So well, whatever. What if that's the case, you was doing the same thing with happened. Biggie and Not me. Tupac.
I
so
was
bye.
Born in 94, bye. Baby. I was born in 94.
Bye. All right. So, Lori Harvey.
Yes.
Is it Lori Harvey me or don't Lori Harvey me? I don't know.
Well,
it's
well,
become a verb,
for,
I feel like.
For me, as a dude, you know, hoping to one day have a daughter, mm-hmm. it's don't Lori Harvey me. Mm. Like, if I have a daughter and my daughter's dating around,
right,
and she's trying to figure out who she wants to spend the rest of her life with, mm-hmm. don't attack my daughter like that. Mm-hmm. Like, don't. That's not fair.
Right.
That's fair.
I think the context of the comments that you were seeing were people feeling like, oh my goodness, she's getting around. Or there was also the comments of like, wow, look at all of these extravagant things that she has gotten these men to do for her during their dating phase. So that became the verb, Lori Harvey me, give me all the gifts, take me on all the trips. Like, and? There are two different ways that people, I think, were looking at her going from one relationship to another. And in all her right. defense, I feel like it's one of those situations where she's dating publicly. She's dating men who are in the public eye.
That's the age we live in.
Right, exactly. So, you know, that is already subjecting her to unwanted and unsolicited opinions.
Okay.
You know, but I think they do a good job of combating that.
Hold on. I'm cool with opinions, right? Mm-hmm. But the opinions have to make sense.
Okay.
Right? For example, I've seen some opinions from women, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Saying how she's, you know, she's just jumping from man to man and she's in a quote unquote hoe phase, right? Mm. We have no confirmation at all mm-hmm. that Lori Harvey has been intimate or slept with any of these men, mm-hmm. right? And I just want to put this out there for just people just to think about this.
As
right?
we shouldn't, because that's her business.
Well, hold on, but let's think about this, right? It could be very possible that men are taking their shot at dating her mm-hmm. for the sake of trying to smash. Right? Because that's what men do, right?
Is that what you did to me?
Yes, I was trying to smash. I was trying to smash.
Did right? I was trying to smash and I succeeded, when we were 18.
Right, and I succeeded.
I let you wait a little bit, though.
You made me, yeah, but I still smashed, though.
But you did smash.
But I still smashed, though.
Right.
But my
right.
point is that it could be very viable that these men are dating her with the intent to smash. Mm-hmm. And it's very viable that she's not putting out. So those men move on and be like, you know what? I couldn't crack the code. Mm. And they move on because she may be looking for something more serious. And right. that's why she's going from relationship to relationship, because it's dating. That's what dating
that's
do.
That's what dating is.
You decide in that moment if we can agree to try to figure out if we're going to spend life together. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't work, you move on. Mm-hmm. Right. And if she's dating purposefully, mm-hmm. she's looking for a quote unquote suitor. Mm. Right. Now, this is where I think people are going to be shocked at how I'm going to teach my daughter how to date.
Okay.
Right? And I just want to put this out there. My daughter's going to be used to a certain lifestyle. Right? Mm-hmm. The same
much
way.
Much like Lori Harvey.
Much like
is,
Lori Harvey.
Yes.
Now, I'm not as rich as Steve Harvey yet. But by the time I have a daughter. But by the time I have a daughter.
Okay.
And 20, how old is Lori Harvey? 22, 23, 25?
Yeah, I think she's mid-20s,
right? Yeah. 25 years from now, I'm going to be in a way better position. Mm-hmm. My daughter is going to be used to a certain lifestyle, mm-hmm. right? Now, of course, I'm going to mentor my daughter to have her own the same way her mom has her own, right? So okay. I'm going to want my daughter to have her own, make her own money, be a businesswoman, okay. not be
dependent or relying
on a man for anything. Mm-hmm. So she's going to be able to have that ability. But when she chooses to date, I'm going to want her to date someone of her father's caliber mm-hmm. or better. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So that's what I want. Lori Harvey now dating men who are in the industry.
Exactly.
Have created some sort of lifestyle for them.
Exactly.
Okay.
And people may say that's unfair. They may say that's unfair. But I want my daughter to be taken care of and appreciated the way I appreciate her mom. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's so
the way
to say.
I appreciate okay. you, I want someone to take care of, and I want someone who's be able to do the things for her that I was able to do for her mom. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a certain level of man that I'm going to want her to be around.
Right.
Now, that doesn't have to be an industry man, because mm-hmm. there's plenty of men who make tons of money and who are good men who do other jobs. You know right. what I'm saying? CEOs, executives,
Being rich on the low is what I call it.
Rich on the low. But people who are thinking about generational wealth. Okay. And it's not just about being rich and having money. But when I talk about caliber, I'm talking about the caliber of man who believes in family. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So family and wealth building. Mm-hmm. So of course it's going to be a certain caliber of man. If people have an issue with her dating a certain status of man, that's their problem. That's their problem. Because men have a list of things that they expect in mm-hmm. want in a woman. So if a man has that, why can't a woman have that?
No, I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
As a woman, I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying?
And I feel like it's also one of those things where you look at Lori Harvey, for example, or anyone who is dating in that realm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Meaning like in the public eye. Naturally, that's going to open up people's opinions and whatnot.
Of course.
When it comes to potentially raising a girl or a daughter and things like that, I agree with you in that. Mm-hmm. I feel like there should be a level of, okay, well, what is he bringing to the table if we've already raised her in such a manner?
Right.
But I also too know that there's a certain autonomy that I want to raise a daughter with, that autonomy over her body, over her space, over her time, so that she feels like she then can decide, meaning that she should be able to know where she wants to invest her time when it comes to dating certain people, which means it may be for a couple months. That's fair. Be for a year. It may be for 2 years. But the fact that she may be in a relationship or dating somebody for a couple months and then moves on doesn't necessarily mean that she's less of a woman or we devalue her now because she's picking, choosing, and refusing. You know what I mean?
And it doesn't mean that she's having sex. That's the main
thing.
Right,
like, exactly. It doesn't really have to be that.
Because I'm going to tell my daughter too, don't get caught up in that your mom and your dad who had a relationship since 18.
Right, so because I wouldn't advise that either.
There you go.
That's where I was getting to. I wouldn't advise that based on my own experience.
Right.
I wouldn't advise for you to just meet somebody at 17, 18, and then that's the person who you're going to spend the rest of your life with, because I feel like we're an anomaly, to be honest.
I agree.
Somebody who, you know, met somebody really early on, and then we've been able to, you know, somewhat healthily grow together as individuals and together.
Yes.
That's very rare. And we've had even, you know, friends, people who we know that got together really young and tried to make it work and it ended up not working.
They grew apart.
You end up in divorce. And all that. Ultimately, you want someone to do what makes them happy. Yes. But, you know, so it gets very kind of touchy, especially when it comes to women, because we've always been conditioned, according to society, to hold women to a different standard than we hold men.
We'll talk a little bit about that.
So a man, for example, you're dating around, you're, you know, meeting different women. You're encouraged to, you know, sow your wild oats and, you know, date around and explore. And eventually it's almost as if men are given a timeline where it's like, okay, you've reached maybe your mid to late 30s. When are you going to settle down? Like, that's what happens with men. Whereas with women, it's completely different. It's like, oh my gosh, we're going to condition this woman and we're going to train her up to be one day somebody's wife or to be somebody's mother. Mm-hmm. And then in turn, it then puts the pressure on a woman to then say, well, man, I may have to feel ashamed if I decide that that's not the route I want to take. Or I may not be able to tell my family and friends that I don't want to be a mother or I don't want to, you know, be married off to a man, for example.
So even in the dating process, what you're saying is you feel like women date and will stay in relationships because they don't want to be seen with a bunch of different men. Because even if they're seen with a bunch of different men, that's like, it's bad.
Well, I mean, I can say that I felt that way early on. And I feel like I was kind of raised that way. It's like, you don't want to be seen out with a man past a certain time, for example. Mm. You know, even when you and I were dating.
Because that's what's happening to Lori Harvey. She goes on vacation.
You go on vacation for a couple of days with a guy.
Your mom said that.
Yeah.
Your mom definitely said that.
She definitely said that early on. We were about, 18, 19? Yeah. And we wanted to go on vacation for spring break together to Jamaica. And pretty much almost booked the trip. And then she was just like, what is that going to look like? You know, a woman of your caliber that I'm trying to raise, you know, going on a vacation with a man that you're not married to. And what is that going to look like? And how am I going to tell your grandmother? And I was just like, I'm just trying to go and have fun.
See,
and I'm with one man that I've been with at that point for at least, 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not like I was dating around and going on vacation with several men. However, I could have had that autonomy to do that. But I was raised differently in that it was almost shamed.
Right. It definitely was shamed. It definitely was shamed. But what my thing is this. Why do we automatically put on a woman, right, that if she's talking to a man, that she's sleeping with him? Because yeah. that to me is what bothers me. Like, we watched the show Bridgerton, right? Mm-hmm. We watched the show Bridgerton. And even in the show Bridgerton, even though it's a fantasy, it's a fairy tale, right? Right. The women are groomed to be wives, mm-hmm. right? But they're supposed to take on suitors, right? Mm-hmm. And suitors are supposed to court them. A bunch of different men are supposed to court them, but their modesty is important. Mm-hmm. But even though their modesty is important, men are supposed to court them, right? Men are supposed to shower them with gifts and show them what they're supposed to provide.
Yeah, give them experiences. That's okay, right? And show them experiences, right?
So it's like, if Lori Harvey is doing that mm-hmm. and keeping her modesty, right? Mm-hmm. And she's not sleeping with these men.
Right.
What's the problem? if so-and-so, what if next week it's, who's an eligible bachelor? Klay Thompson decides that he wants to shoot his shot at Lori Harvey. And send her on a trip or send her flowers or buy her diamonds. If he can afford to do that mm-hmm. and she's, you know, the most eligible bachelorette, why do people have a problem? Like, I really
they
don't understand.
They mad because they want it to be them.
I really don't understand.
Did you see what he did? Michael B. Jordan did for her for Valentine's Day?
First I seen of all, it because you showed
homeboy,
me.
I said, listen, if there was anything that was going to get some panties wet, is that rent me out the whole museum. What was it? The museum? No,
you
it was the
standard
aquarium.
High, bro.
The aquarium, high, bro. Michael, the aquarium though, like with, and he calls her turtle and there were like turtles swimming everywhere. I was like, how so well wait. Thought out was that? And then the turtle bracelet and there was flowers and everything.
So
and
right
after
now,
that,
you see what you're
I will
doing?
Admit.
I see that, but you wrong for that.
I will admit that I said, had it been me.
See, you wrong for that. You already
this
put in the mic.
This would have been me on Michael B. Jordan.
See, that's
I'm
what's
just
wrong.
Saying.
That's wrong. See, that's
that's
wrong.
That's just what it would have been for
that's
me.
Wrong. That's
I ain't
wrong.
Saying Lori doing it.
That is wrong.
I'd have been rocking that mic.
That's that, but that right, see, but here's my problem too.
If it was me.
Women be wanting autonomy. No. Time out. Time out. Please, that you can't do that to Michael B. Jordan. Don't do that to Michael B. Jordan. All right, don't. He ain't open no aquarium for you.
He
right?
sure didn't.
And niggas will get fucked up. I don't care. I don't care how many action movies you do, bro.
Listen, all right? I'm just saying, if it was me,
I don't even want to see that.
But that's where the assumption can come from. Because
but
I
that's
know
wrong, though.
It's wrong, but I'm just it's letting you know. I get it, DeVal. I understand that it's wrong. I am saying if it were me.
I get that. But Kay, what you're not understanding
baby
is
boy.
Part of the issue that I saw with those comments wasn't even only men having issue with mm-hmm. it. It was women.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
They mad.
Women keep saying they want autonomy over their life. They want to, you know, live their sexual, all this other stuff, right? Here you have a woman who's 25 existing in that space and mm-hmm. women are finding issue with it.
Absolutely.
And I was just like, why? But now that I hear you, because you're saying if that were you, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? A lot of women, if that was me, I'd have been putting out. So they probably felt like Future was doing certain things, taking on trips. She's putting out. She was associated with other men. I don't want to keep naming names. I think it's also fucked up to do that. But she must be putting out to get these men mm-hmm. to be paying attention to her. I'm telling you right now, she does not have to be putting out for men to do those things for her.
Agreed.
She doesn't. Like that's,
she doesn't have to be.
I remember in okay. high school, there was always the chicks, right, who were like the bad chick or the cute, innocent chick. Mm-hmm. And dudes used to be trying to crack the code. Mm-hmm. So
That was me.
You can't claim that was you now when you talking about
me.
You was going to be miking Michael.
37-year-old Kadeem would have rocked the mic. Not so much as 17. At 17, I was very.
But what about
like,
27-year-old yep. Kadeem? Because Lori Harvey's 25.
That's true.
Show me a 25-year-old woman mm-hmm. right now who's not dating
right
like
right now
this.
In this time. Yes, you're right. It's different. This particular time and space that we're in, I will say it is fair to say that yes, it's very different than when I was 27 or when I was 17.
So now this is what I'm saying.
But I'm saying I understand it to an extent.
But what I'm saying is this is why I said don't Lori Harvey me is because. When I have a daughter, God blesses us with a daughter. Don't Lori Harvey our daughter. When you see dudes coming with boxes of roses or taking
as
her to the aquarium
yes.
and you feeling like, DeVal, our daughter's putting out.
Well,
look at what he did.
I wouldn't be placing that energy on her either, though.
But you just placed it on Lori Harvey, though.
I did not place it on Lori Harvey. I said if it were me, that would have been me. I'm not saying that that's what she was doing,
okay,
though.
Just listen to what I'm saying. You're saying if that was you, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want you to say, because your daughter is dating someone. Mm-hmm. Damn, if that were me at that point, I would. So you wonder if our daughter is. That's what I'm saying about the whole.
Well,
Lord, that's not
that would just be
that.
Me projecting my old lady. At, well, I'm never going
to
be
But that's
old
what
lady,
I'm saying to everybody. Let's not project. Let's not project on these young women who have okay. opportunities
well,
to
that
date.
We can agree on.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Let's not project these things on these young women who have an opportunity to date a certain caliber of men that they're automatically putting out because men are courting them.
Right.
The part of the problem is.
is going back to being courted. That's what I'm saying. Like,
women don't understand that the courting process entails that a man should show you what he's willing to do to provide for you. But since we're not courting anymore,
right,
if a man does that, people automatically assume she must be putting out in order for him to do that. That's
not
the case.
It can also be reciprocated as well, too. You know what I mean? Like, think about it. There may be things that she's doing for him. I'm not sure if she's posting it on social media as much. You know what I'm just saying? Like, I know he had like a birthday or something and she threw a party for him or something like that. So she's probably reciprocating in that way. It may not be that because he did all of these things for Valentine's Day that she's putting out sexually.
That's true.
She can be reciprocating that to him as well too, in a way to say, hey, I appreciate what you've done for me in this space for Valentine's Day, for example.
Absolutely.
That I want to do something special for you as well.
But we've also been conditioned to believe that the only way a woman can reciprocate those type of gifts are sexual favors.
That is true.
And that's why I keep saying, don't Lori Harvey me. Because when my daughter is dating, if she's dating a certain caliber of men and she's going on trips or she's doing certain things, I'm going to talk to my daughter about soul ties and having autonomy over her body. Now, there's a difference. If you're sexually attracted to someone and you know, women are sexual beings as well, and she wants to have sex and because she wants to, not because she feels obligated to because someone got her a gift, then that's her own prerogative. As long as she's safe, she takes care of herself. But I'm not going to tell my daughter to just, you know, go out there and anytime a man gives you a gift, well, two things. I'm not going to tell her you got to wait 90 days exactly because I don't believe in that either. Mm-hmm. Some people have ties. You and I didn't wait 90 days. We waited a little bit, but it worked out in our favor. Mm-hmm. So I don't feel like I can ever put a day amount of time on how to wait. But I want my daughter to ultimately date openly and be like, yo, this is how you live. But men should be courting you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Men should be courting you. A man should be, especially the type of man that I want my daughter to be with, should be focused on generational wealth building and building a family. That type of man will court a woman to show her not only this is how I'm going to get you, but this is the life you could live living with me for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Because that's what I did with you.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
And you do continue to exist in that space, and I enjoy that. At this point, I'm putting out.
are you
putting out,
are
putting
you?
Out to earn my
you
keep.
Definitely are putting out now.
Do you know what I mean? Definitely. Exactly. But it's also a thing where we're at a space where I understand the level of respect that you have for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I actually felt that early on with you. I've kind of felt like too, as a woman, you kind of have to know who you're dealing with. You got to kind of know the kind of man that you are dating. You know what I mean? And I mean, sometimes people walk around here with facades and you may not be sure who you're dealing with until you're well into it, or you find something out, or, you know, you scour their Instagram page and you're like, it looks nice. But then you find out there's a really bad habit they have, for example, or something. Mm-hmm. And then you're just like, man, I got to move on. But that's also sometimes the risk that you take in the dating process, which makes me feel like I do not actually feel like I'm missing out too much on the dating process, though I do feel like I wish I should have done more of that when I was younger. Yeah. And again, dating meaning being courted, having experiences, meeting other people, knowing what I like, what I don't like, that would have given me a little bit more of a better scope to see, okay, what does Kadeen like and not like in a person?
Right.
Rather than being with somebody and then having to be that flexible
in a relationship.
Yeah, but I feel like we also met and we got together early on where we were both still very malleable.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to kind of finesse.
See, that's another thing I want
to
touch on.
Kind of finesse how we dealt with each other and also how we grew. And it worked out for us, but that can also be to a detriment for some people too.
But that's what I want to touch on as far as even the whole idea that someone has to give you expensive gifts to show you how to court. I courted Kadeen with no expensive gifts and no trips because I didn't have it.
He bought my ass a hero.
Right? I didn't have it.
A hero with a pickle on the side
had
and
the
a bag
for
of chips.
I had the pickle for her. She got that pickle too. But,
no.
But
I'm just
realistically,
saying, it was so simple back then. And I feel badly.
Simple.
I mean, no.
If you let me finish what
I was
saying.
I'm going to tell you why it's not simple, but go ahead.
I'm going to tell you why it's simple, right? I'm going to tell you why it's simple. The courting process is to show someone care.
Yes.
Right? Now, you and I were at a certain level in life, right, where you understood where I was financially, understood where you were financially. I wasn't Michael B. Jordan. I wasn't Steve Harvey. You know what I'm saying? But you weren't Lori Harvey neither. Mm-hmm. So you appreciated the things I got for you. You know what I'm saying? But even back then, if it's not a trip to Cabo or Bora Bora, even if we drove to Virginia, people would assume if social media existed like that, that we were driving to Virginia, that automatically that what? You were putting out.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But it was still just part of the courting process that allowed us to learn each other and ultimately make the decision to say, you know what? This is the type of guy I want to spend the rest of my life with.
Those are some fun
And that's
times.
Why I feel like it's simple, because it's like when you're going through the dating process and you get a chance to court and you get a chance to show a woman like I can take care of you, not because you need me to, because at the time it was never a, I'm going to take care of Kay because I could tell Kay ain't got shit and I'm going to have to carry her through life.
Right.
It was more of a, dang, this is my equal. She's in college, I'm in college, but I want her to know
it
that
was
I'm
a
here.
It was a learning process for us. I feel like we were learning each other. Think about the hours that we spent on those road trips, just like talking
Don't
and
get sidetracked. Tell me why it's not simple. Tell me why it's not simple.
It's not simple, I think, because people nowadays are contending with social media and this facade and this life, this aspirational life that half the time is not real. So I feel badly for men, particularly because they have these levels of Instagram photos that they're trying to live up to.
Okay, I agree with
you. You think about a man who's thinking about proposing. It's no longer just, oh my God, I'm going to have an intimate like proposal with family and friends without it being an elaborate spread of like flowers everywhere and photographer and video. So that makes it difficult for, I think, the courting process, particularly for men.
Yes,
And then women have a standard to which like, man, if he can't do this for me and if we can't do that, don't do it at all.
I got to agree with you, because when I propose to you, all that matters to me was our family was there and
Absolutely.
I got the right ring.
And to me too.
But now if I were to propose to you, I definitely would feel a certain level
of
pressure and standard to be like, you know what? I gotta have a videographer. I gotta do a huge gesture. I gotta make sure.
And in turn, that may delay your process in trying to get things done, because you may want to do it a certain way for that woman.
That's true.
And then you're just like, damn, I can't do it to the caliber at which she's wanting it. You know what I mean? But even aside from, say, engagement, just courting in general. Like, you see people like hopping planes to go on vacation with their boyfriend or girlfriend or something like that. You know what I mean? And if that's courting nowadays. Well, you know, touche.
People be spending other people's money to go on these vacations and putting it on Instagram like it's old. But that's where it comes back to what you're saying. It's not fair, because that's a standard of life that may not be.
Because listen, like I did, like we brought it back to being simple. Think about our Toyota Sienna. When I opened up that trunk and I put a cute little date night in the back of the trunk.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Something like that, I feel like, maybe for our generation will hold some value. I don't know how this generation of people coming up and dating would feel about something simple like that.
So let me ask you a question. We have a daughter, right? We do have a daughter. How would you help her navigate through this time? And I'm asking you because I don't want to try to mansplain, you know, how a woman should go through this process. How would you help our daughter? God bless, we have a daughter. She's 22 right now. Dating and social media is a thing. You can't say get off social media and date.
How do you
tell her to navigate this?
Well, I think it kind of goes back to what you kind of explained earlier, is that, you know, we would be providing with her with a certain kind of lifestyle, for example, right? And she would, God willing, be around a certain group of family, friends who just kind of empower her to feel like, you know what, she holds so much value that she's worth dating around. She's worth having those experiences. She's worth also too having the freedom and the autonomy over herself and over her body to make those decisions when I feel like she's ready. So I feel like we as parents would have to raise her in a way in which she would feel like, wow, I feel like I hold so much value that I'm not just going to be out here with every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
I know that. Hold on a second. I know that. I'm talking about, how would you tell her to navigate this space? Like social media.
Oh, social
would you
media tell her and stuff to, like that?
Yeah, would you tell her, you know, date, but don't date on social media, or don't put who you're dating on social media? Like, how would you tell her to navigate? I mean, the principles, I know how you would, because you're, you know,
we
agree with that. I fuck with you.
right.
But I'm saying, like, how would you tell her to navigate this space?
I see what you mean. Okay, that gives better clarification. Yeah. Yes, I think there's a beauty and there's a mystique in a little bit of mystery, and a little bit of privacy and not having to post every single thing and stuff. And it's funny coming from us because people probably feel like, damn, y'all post everything though. Y'all, you know, you guys are open book and we know everything. The best part about it is that people don't know everything about us because we can pick and choose what we're putting out there. So the beauty in social media in that space when you're thinking about dating is that you can decide what you want to put out or not. The thing is, she's going to have to feel confident in herself to know that I'm not flossing for nobody.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's like this flossing mentality that it's like, who are you really doing it for?
Right.
You know, and you don't need that justification from friends or from follows or from likes. So we're going to have to really condition our children, even our boys. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to condition our boys to feel the same way too. Like, you're not, you're going to have to be respectful of women in general. Yes. And then you're also going to have to be mindful of what you're putting out there. That then invites the negative comments. So it invites all that stuff.
So ultimately, it's not so much her dating process because she doesn't say much, so we don't know what her dating process is. Mm-hmm. It's her being social and, you know, putting it out there for people to have comments, which I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be 100% honest with everybody. Lori Harvey is a socialite, right? Much like Kim Kardashian, right? Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton was, right?
They feed off of this type of energy because it boosts their engagement. It gives them a level of status,
of course,
which ultimately helps them make money.
Turns into bags.
So people need to also realize that this could be a business decision for her to date publicly.
Yeah.
You know, she's not putting out. We don't know if she's putting out or not. She's not even saying much about the situations.
Nope.
It could be a huge business move for her to say, you know what? I'm going to choose to date publicly. Mm-hmm. People don't have something to say. They're going to constantly repost. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I have brands and products that I want to market. So they're going to come to my page.
Hello. Homegirl got a whole billboard in LA for her integration with her line with Naked Wardrobe. So it's like.
So in a way,
you know what I
she's
mean?
Winning both ways. Sis. So it's kind of genius.
She's
it's
winning both genius. Ways. And meanwhile, we're over here talking about her.
Right.
But she's over there living the life. You know what
which,
I mean?
Which makes sense. But I will say this. I would, as a father, teach my daughter, even if she would wants to be a socialite or an influencer, because it is a job now. Like people, you know, people make jokes about Gen Z. You know, what are you going to do when you grow up? You're going to be an influencer. Influencer marketing is a multi-million-dollar industry. I know firsthand, number one. And I also, being a part of the podcast, you realize how much people make off marketing. Mm-hmm. So yes, it is a job being an influencer.
It is a whole ass job.
My daughter decides she wants to be an influencer, I would tell her, you have to have thick skin to be able to put your life out there and understand that people are going to have opinions regardless of how much information they know. That's you know what I'm saying? Because the truth is, we have minimal information.
And they will build an entire story around
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. That's
and
how I would prepare her.
Yeah, you're going to have to just be able to contend with something like that.
And I would tell her to
listen, Lori, sis, I ain't mad at it.
I ain't mad at it either.
I ain't mad at it either. If that's the case, Lori Harvey me, because it's very polarizing, this whole situation here.
Yes.
It's like there's the don't Lori Harvey me, and that like don't talk about what I'm doing and don't make these assumptions, but then there's the Lori Harvey me like rent out the freaking aquarium for my ass now take it, you know what I mean?
I get it
but
I do say that I do feel like I'm proud of her for normalizing the dating process and the courting process.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Because I'm gonna keep pounding this away, you know what I'm saying? No pun intended. But we do not have any confirmation that she's putting out.
And we don't need the confirmation because it ain't our business.
So for people who to say that she's jumping from man to man and she's going through her whole phase, you don't have any confirmation that. But her dating and being courted by rich and powerful men who are bachelors, I feel like she's normalizing that in a space for black women because we haven't seen it before.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Her being a socialite, her being courted, her being, I appreciate that because, and also being a businesswoman to be able to capitalize financially off of it. So that's
and the
that's
question is, if she is having sexual relations with these people, these men, is it a whole phase? Are we calling it a whole phase? Why is it a whole phase? That's a whole nother podcast.
That is a whole nother podcast.
You know, because that connotation around there.
That is a whole nother podcast. Yes, we're going to do a podcast about the whole phase.
Yes.
Yes. But right now, we're going to take a break and pay some of these bills because I just found out I got to open up an aquarium for my wife.
That's a whole fact.
All right, to get the gawk. So I'm going to pay some of these bills, get some of these ads paid.
Yeah.
So that you can rock this mic. All right?
That's a fact.
We'll be back after these messages. All right, so we're back from listener letters.
Or back to listener letters, actually.
Oh, my bad. Yes, we're actually back to listener letters. And just for you know, to be fair and be right, Lori Harvey is 24.
24.
All right, she's not 27. She's not 22. I done gave her so many ages. All right, she's 24 years old.
To be 24 again. Oh, my goodness. I love it.
You still look 24, baby.
Ah, thank you. Look at you.
Mm-mm. All right, so I'm going to read this first listener letter.
All right, go for it.
All right. I'm a 22-year-old woman, and I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend for 2.5 years. And we've liked each other since sixth grade. Very nice. He cheated on me in March, and I have fully gotten over it.
I haven't fully gotten over
it. We had an argument, and he broke up with me because I can't trust him. But I'm telling him that he needs to give me time. He feels like we can never get back to where we were before, but we previously agreed to go to couples therapy and reconcile. Should I fight for my relationship because I love him so much, or should I just move on with my life?
You're 22. Oh, 22. So young. 22. They've been together 2.5 years. Since 24 and a half. Liked each other since sixth grade.
How long they been together?
Two and a half years.
So they've been together since they were 20.
Yeah. There are a lot of things that happen in those early 20s.
Yes.
That I don't feel like should be the do or die, the final judgment for any person at that age.
I have a question though. Is he a cheater? Or did he just cheat? Because there's a difference.
There's a difference,
there's a difference between being a cheater and there's a difference from someone who cheated.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
The serial cheater.
The serial cheater. Because someone like that who's just a cheater, who's like, I'm never going to stop cheating. This is who I am.
Yeah.
And you want to be in a monogamous relationship as a person, whether it's a man or woman, that's not somebody you want to be with.
Do you think there are people out there that's just like, you know, I'm never going to stop cheating?
Yes.
Or I'm just always going to be with
multiple
people and just not one?
Yes, because I feel like right now, as a people, we aren't open to the ideas of polygamy or polyamorous relationships. So for a lot of people, they don't want to be judged. So what they do is they get in a relationship to feel like they're normal, quote unquote. But you're in this relationship to feel like you're normal and you don't enjoy it. So what do? You have a secret life, you know, and that's not just men. Women do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like until we normalize people being able to choose the type of lifestyle they want to live and it being okay and they're not being demonized for it, then this is what's going to happen. People are going to continue to live secret lives, you know, and then put this facade on for everyone else to make them feel comfortable with who they are. So I think that's she has to figure out and he has to figure out.
I think they should maybe take advantage of this break time too, because I feel like being that young and having been together, you and I, since the age of 18, we understand now the value of maybe giving each other some space
because we didn't
in
take
our 20s, because we didn't really take,
and we
took
about
like
that.
Fake breaks, but it wasn't like break breaks.
It wasn't break breaks, but it was like, yeah, we're going to take a break.
We're going to take a break. And then, you know, a week later or something, we're like still calling each other and whatnot. Right. So our breaks were kind of like very loose breaks, but the fact that you guys have broken up, you may want to take this time to give him some space. Maybe he needs to realize, like, okay, you know, life is better over here, or, you know, I enjoy being with different people and kind of just, you know, figuring things out while I'm in my early 20s. And you never know, y'all might just kind of, the paths may lead together again and they may merge a little bit later on, you know?
Yeah, I think when she's saying, should I fight for my relationship? I think him cheating, you know, the fact that he cheated and then broke up with her because she can't trust him, shows that he kind of wants some space. And I feel like, you know, what will be, especially for them two, if they have soul ties, if they're two people that can't stay away from each other, it'll be that way.
Yeah.
And I think by giving him some space and allowing him to realize what life would be like without her will be what he needs to figure out if he wants to continue to be in that relationship.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I think she should,
give him a little
space. I think you should give him some space. Don't feel in any way that you have to behave like you're still in a relationship while you give him space, because typically people do that and then they don't give themselves any space. And what they want to try to do is remain in their relationship for the person while that person's doing whatever, and resentment builds.
Yeah.
So make sure if you're going to give him space, take your own space.
That's a fact.
Live your life and y'all figure it out once you gain more clarity, because baby, you're 22. You're young. You're a baby. You're an infant.
Yeah.
There's still a lot of life
left. I know how it feels though to be in your 20s and feeling like you have it all figured out and like this is like the start of life. But man, when you hit the sweet spot in your mid-30s.
Remember what I said? When from 15 to 20, you think you know everything. From 20 to 25, you know that you know everything. From 25 to 30, you start to realize that you ain't no shit that whole time. Mm-hmm. Then you spend your 30s trying to fix all the messed up stuff you did in your 20s. Fact. So that's where they are now.
Yeah,
you know,
we
where
need
they
to
feel
normalize
like
the 20s not being the prime. It may be for people physically, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
when it comes to the whole package and where you are
mentally and emotionally,
even sometimes
your,
financially,
your
spiritually.
Frontal lobe doesn't develop until you're 25.
So. There you go. Exactly.
All right, next one.
All right, next one. Kadena DeVal, I need some advice. My boyfriend and I have been in a relationship for basically 3 years now. We're both 26 and have some days where I wonder if this is the relationship for me. For the past 3 years, he's been struggling to get it together. For example, keep a job longer than 3 months, and I have my bachelor's degree in criminal justice. I have a semi-good job, still looking for a career, however. I want to do things like travel the world and expand our relationship more, but because he's always looking for work and focused on the wrong things, it's holding me back. But I'm working hard to get my life together, and it's just taking him so much time with mad time.
Mad ease.
But I know he has great potential to be a great man, and it's taking so long. It's not about him not having money. It's about him being able to be stable in life.
Well, this is just the old adage, you know, people have different processes in life.
Mm-hmm.
Typically you would think if I find someone with the same process as me, my relationship would be mm-hmm. better, but that may not be the case. Kadena and I have gone
together,
through this.
Oh, I've said 3 years they've been together now. So 26, so they've been together since 23. Okay.
Yeah, Kadena and I have gone through this. Kadena is 37 now, and sometimes she still feel like she don't know what she wants to do.
Listen.
So
okay, it's like
it's not easy. Like you don't
I'm such a Sagittarius for that too. I just like spontaneity, and I don't like molds, and I don't like mundane. So I'm just like, oh, I feel like doing this today, and tomorrow I'm like, I don't really feel like that.
I mean,
you know,
I mean, I don't know if they're millennials or they're Gen Z or if they're a little bit older, but I do.
They're 26.
So. They're 26. Yeah. Once again, young people feeling like they have to have everything figured out at 26.
Yeah.
Most of the time, that's not the case. You know, you have your bachelor's degree and you have a semi good job. So you figure like I'm on my path. I know what I want to do. Some people at that age have no clue what they want to do. And it's okay for them to not know as long as they're trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It seems like he's trying. If he's going in and out of jobs, at least he's trying to stay with work. But if he's Gen Zer, mm-hmm. Gen Zers are not going to stay with work that they don't want to do for longer than 3 months.
Fact.
That's something that this generation is not going to do. Our parents' generation mm-hmm. stuck with a job because they were like, I got a good job. I got benefits.
There you go.
I got my vacation time. They did that.
Right. Or they got that city job where they can just ride out for
20 years. Ride it out for 20, 30 years.
Yep.
This generation doesn't do that. So, you know, if you're the type of person who's willing to keep a job just to keep a job, and then that person is trying to figure out their passion,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be difficult for y'all to navigate that relationship because mm-hmm. that person is always going to have that you know, wandering idea of, what mm-hmm. if I do something else
mm-hmm.
and quit?
Yeah.
So I would say give it time. They're 26.
Yeah. I was going to say they're still young. He's maybe still trying to figure it out. Maybe whatever he's been doing so far within his career field, he's feeling is not motivating for him. It's, mm-hmm. He's not sparked by it. A lot of people change career fields too. You figure they go to school for one thing, and then the next thing you know, they're in something, doing something completely different, or they pick up a trade, or they start a business. So just be there to support him,
but
I would say.
Also, feel free to date. This mm-hmm. is why you date. Mm-hmm. Going through the dating process just taught you that mm-hmm. you don't want to be with someone.
Right. Who
long-term,
feels like they may be stagnant.
Right. You don't want to date with someone, right? With someone who's not making progress and is kind of frivolous with their lifestyle as far as livelihood. So if you're learning that you don't like this,
mm-hmm.
you don't just stay in it because you invested 3 years
it may be
in it.
A character trait that's not going to change. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
If it doesn't change, then you're kind of stuck hoping that it's going to change. And that's the last thing you want to do in a relationship.
But you know what happens though? People feel like, especially women, feel like, I started in this relationship. It's been 3 years. I'm 26. If I move on to another relationship, then I've wasted all this time, or I don't want to keep dating around, because if I keep dating around,
mm-hmm.
then I'm going to seem as if I'm a hoe. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? No, date. You just learned. If you don't like this, mm-hmm. you realize that I don't like this.
Yeah.
Go find someone that you like.
You do need to normalize like not feeling that you have to be stuck with somebody because yes. you've invested a certain amount of time, whatever that time is, and just trying to say, you know what, I'll deal with it, because that's the worst.
It's the worst
way.
That's how resentment grows.
To start. So good luck to our listener letters who wrote in today. Thank y'all so much for always, you know, telling us a little bit about what's going on and us giving our 2 cents.
Yes.
You know, I enjoy doing that. You know, and if you want to be featured as one of our listener letters, you know, tell your friends, write in, everybody, whoever wants to tell us a little bit and is looking for a word or two, email us at deadassadvice@gmail.com.
That's deadassadvice at gmail.com.
All right. Moment of truth time. Moment of truth time.
My moment of truth mm-hmm. is, don't Lori Harvey me. Speaking on behalf of the young women who want to be courted,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, who want to enjoy their life, mm-hmm. don't project what you think I'm doing mm-hmm. on me,
mm-hmm.
right? If men are courting me and they're mm-hmm. taking me place and doing this, don't automatically assume that I'm putting out sexually to get these gifts
mm-hmm.
or I'm doing this for some other reason other than the fact that I want to.
Right.
Don't put that on me. If you have issues with that for yourself, that's fine. And that's for men and women. Men and women who are putting those projections on me of what I should and shouldn't be doing in mm-hmm. my life, don't Lori Harvey me, bro. Don't automatically assume.
Bro.
I'm just look at the camera. Don't automatically assume, bro, that because I'm living my life in a certain way, that if you would do something, that's what I'm doing to get what I'm getting. Don't do that for me. Because when I have a daughter, I'm going to tell my daughter to make sure that she's courted the right way. And the right type of man.
Mm-hmm.
And if that means that man wants to take her places and buy her gifts and do all this other stuff, receive the gifts, but don't feel like you got to put out in order to receive them. If he wants to show you what he's capable of, and then at some point you like, nah, you're not really my type, and he moves on and another man comes in to do that, that's part of the dating process.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, that's period. I don't, and you know, my daughter's not going to be a gold digger because daddy can give her whatever she wants. So no, she's not going to be a gold digger. And my daughter going to be a boss.
Man.
She's going to make her own money. But she will be courted respectfully.
I want to meet homegirl.
She will be courted respectfully.
I want to meet her. I love it. Well, that
you're going to meet her soon. What's the day? March? You're going to meet her in December.
Oh, God. So, that being said, my moment of truth is that I would really appreciate it and love it if people can normalize the dating process, in that it can be having fun with somebody, having experiences, getting to know everybody, getting to know each other, rather, mm-hmm. and not having everybody feel as if sex always has to be involved.
Uh-huh.
Because it doesn't have to be. And mm-hmm. if it is, that's your business. And if it's your business, keep it your business. It doesn't have to be a thing where everybody is involved. And I know that's so very, very difficult in this age that we're in this space that we're in with social media. But I feel like there needs to be that process of people going out there and meeting without the, you know, influences of everybody else, without sex mm-hmm. necessarily being involved. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. let's take it back to some of the basics. Do I sound like an old lady for saying that?
No, you don't sound like an old lady, but I do see in social media, though, it's like when two people date, people automatically go, oh, I love them together. They need to stay together forever. And
yeah.
if they don't, and that someone else moves on, now that person is wrong. So when that person is dating and trying to figure out who their person is.
Because I know some people, you know, who have been together for a long time and have not posted one picture together on social media. Or it's like a close friends, no, but the general public don't know.
And that's cool, too.
And that's cool, too.
That's
cool,
too.
You know what I mean? There's privacy in that.
Yes.
Like, it's okay to be private.
Yes.
With the courting and dating process, if you want to be. Especially if you know you don't have the skin thick enough to deal with people and their judgments and their jealousy and whatever else comes with that territory.
That's true.
All right, now. So, yeah, y'all. Be sure to find us on social media if you're not following already.
Yes.
Deadass the Podcast on Instagram. And I'm Kadeen I Am.
And I am DeVal. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, be sure to rate, review, and subscribe. We love you. We'll be back next week.
Next week, we'll be back.
Deadass. Deadass is a production of iHeartMedia Podcast Network and is produced by Denora Pena and Tribble. Follow the podcast on social media at Deadass the Podcast and never miss a thing.